The Bush administration has given up trying to prevent a federal prisoner from testifying today at a Senate Finance Committee hearing. The prisoner is serving an 8-year sentence for identity theft. He's expected to testify about how easy it was for him to make tens of thousands of dollars in fraudulent tax rebates. What is remarkable about his testimony is that the Bush administration tried to stop it. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Since the founding of the Republic, congressional committees have routinely sought and obtained testimony from federal prisoners. The way it's been done in the last 50 years or so is to ask the federal court here in Washington to order the prisoner transferred to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service for a hearing. That's what the Senate Finance Committee did to arrange the testimony of Evangelos Soukos, who's serving an 8-year sentence at a federal prison in California for identity theft. The committee wanted his testimony to show how easy it's been for criminals to file fraudulently for tax refunds. Chief Judge Thomas Hogan granted the committee's motion to have Soukos produced at the hearing. The Justice Department, however, in a move believed to be unprecedented, sought to quash the judge's order, claiming that the courts have no authority to order a prisoner in federal custody produced for public testimony at a congressional hearing. In court papers, the department made a variety of arguments, claiming that allowing Soukos to testify would make him too important and powerful within the prison population, and that it would also make him more vulnerable to attack. In addition, the administration said it had safety concerns about having Soukos in the same room with high-level government officials. Senate sources scoffed at this last objection, noting that Congress has always worked closely with law enforcement when there are genuine security concerns, but that has not stopped even convicted terrorism financiers from testifying. Indeed, over the last 40 years, there are at least 48 instances in which the government has routinely made prisoners available to testify. All of this was hashed out in court arguments this week. In the end, Judge Hogan rejected the government's claim of unilateral power to block a prisoner's public testimony at a congressional hearing. The judge ordered Soukos to be produced for the Senate Finance Committee today. Democrats and Republicans on the committee are scratching their heads about the episode, wondering why the administration flexed its muscles in such an extraordinary way on this issue. The Department of Justice referred NPR's questions to the Bureau of Prisons, and the Bureau had nothing to add beyond what was in the government's filing. The committee's ranking Republican, Charles Grassley, says he knows of no other time the Justice Department has gone to court to block congressional access to a prisoner.
You would think that the Attorney General, with his problems right now, would have bigger fish to fry, where I think there's a concerted effort on the part of this administration to do everything they can to impede oversight.
The committee's Democratic chairman, Max Baucus, says he's baffled.
Their reasons were all over the lot. None of them made sense. The judge also agreed they didn't make any sense.
The administration's maneuver, whatever its motivation, failed, and the Justice Department says it will not appeal. Today, prisoner Soukos is expected to testify that using stolen identities to defraud the IRS was easy, that he only needed a computer to make more than $40,000 in fraudulent refund money in a single year. Of course, he did get caught. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.